This is WLRN News. I'm Jessica Bakeman. The Democrats in this year's governor's race say they're all about spending more money on public schools. They would slow down Republican efforts to create more private alternatives like charter schools and vouchers. But one new candidate in the Democratic field actually founded a private school. Jeff Green is a billionaire real estate developer. He calls himself an accidental educator. He started the Green School in West Palm Beach in 2016. It does not accept taxpayer-funded vouchers, which are a lifeline for some other private schools.
They're getting money that's sucked out of the public school system from the state of Florida. That's what Rick Scott and the Republicans have been doing, and I'm dead against that because we need every penny we have in the public school system.
The Green School has about 100 students. 80% of them are white. Tuition is $28,000 a year for the older grades. And next school year, half of the kids will receive financial aid. I talked with Green about his school and how it has informed his plans for education in Florida if he's elected governor.
My wife and I have three sons who are now 4, 6, and 8 years old. And when we moved to Palm Beach area, we found that the public schools weren't really at the level that we felt comfortable with for our children. Neither were the private schools. So we thought we'll start this private school, but we're going to do with something different. We're going to pay everything ourselves, not taking a penny of government money or even a donation from another parent. And we're going to have a need-blind admissions policy. So we have an IQ test. We want our kids to be at a certain level so they can handle a rigorous, fast-paced academic experience. But if they qualify, they pay what they can afford.
So you and your wife cover the costs, whatever the students and their families are not able to pay.
Well, first of all, it was an old car dealership that I had bought as a teardown building. So we had to rebuild that. You know, so just the facilities, we're going to have $15 plus million in, and then we're covering the cost of the school. We pay our teachers a lot of money. We pay them much more than they make anywhere else.
That's how much?
The average teacher is in the 60s, 65,000 starting. You know, we pay some teachers much more than that. For every 8 kids, we have a teacher. So for 16 kids, we have 2 teachers. You know, and I realize that's a luxury that we'll never be able to do in the public schools in Florida. But, you know, we try to understand what the advantages are of that, try to replicate what we get from 2 teachers with technology. I would love to see Florida become a leader in using technology as an amazing tool to assist teachers to individualize kids' educations. Because let's face it, we have budgetary constraints. And if we can use technology as a tool to bridge the gap, great, let's do it.
And wasn't the idea behind founding the school that it would be focused on technology and personalized learning?
The idea is to use algorithms to individualize kids' education. So let me give you an example. Imagine that you have a child who's from a Spanish-speaking household, has amazing reading aptitude, but just isn't interested in reading and loves baseball. What pops up in his iPad for his reading assignment? A story about a Guatemalan baseball hero. And all of a sudden, this child who didn't want to read just loves reading.
Okay. You said that one of the reasons why you wanted to start the school to begin with was because you didn't feel like Palm Beach County Public Schools offered what you were looking for your children. How would you propose solving that problem for all children?
Oh, well, you know, that's one of the reasons I'm running for governor, because I think we need real solutions. Number one, universal pre-K for 2 grades. Another thing is we have to make sure that your life is not determined by your zip code. Some school districts just don't have the funding.
So how would you pay for those proposals, universal pre-K or increasing funding to schools across the board?
To pay for them, it's going to be a challenge. You know, we don't have a state income tax. I'm not suggesting we should have one. But we have to take the money we have and just stop having these silly tax cuts that Rick Scott keeps doing and saying, you know, we're going to invest in our kids. We're going to invest in our future.
Well, and clearly, given that you founded a private school, you don't have a problem with private education. So what's the problem, in your opinion, with providing public funding for private alternatives to public schools like vouchers or charter schools?
I mean, to throw in the towel and say, oh, we have lousy public schools, let's just go start other ones instead and just let the public schools fall apart. I mean, it's ridiculous, unacceptable.
That was Jeff Green, a Democratic candidate for governor. I'm Jessica Bakeman. This is WLRN News.